Was steady or beat. I'm pretty sure she appreciated men's group. Did she say thank you about that? She said that. I think she thanked all the ladies that showed up and helped. It was such a great time. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was done. Apparently, I don't do it. Amen. Repeat after me and say, this is my Bible. And everyone says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the word says I can do. It's the living seed of God. Living in me, then I'll never be the same. Never be the same. God increase. God to be increased. Give us ears to hear what God has to say. And walk with power, not let the law get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. The title of this is not to start fight with anybody. No, we don't have a fight started. It's what is up with us? It's one of kind of like our questions of what's up with us? Like, what, you know, even in a situation, like, what are we believing into? But it really is spiritual victory over mental anxiety. And we kind of addressed a little bit of this, the men yesterday, about the mental strain, the mental frustration, and how we may respond in ways. I know my frustration response is silent. And for a person who talks a lot, that you think that'd be a good signal. Let people know that we're fine. There's a problem. The bomb is ticking. And so, but then God will always remind me, one thing God says is, what is at the top of the what you're thinking? So it's like, basically, what's up with you? Why is that response in your life right now? Because that means something is higher than me. I didn't call you to shut down. I called you to speak up and speak correctly. Okay? That I may require some time. How many of y'all got me so mad that you can't talk at that time? And it's okay. But that does not make you an unbeliever. Actually, that makes you mature. To get yourself together and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. So we're going to really address the fact of what is with us when things are going wrong. You should think about the bad part of you, Brandon, just for a second. I know we're condemning. But what is it that makes you get into those weak areas of how you think about things? What is it that makes you, that gets you, like, what are you focused on that gets you down, depressed, or frustrated, and angry? And God said, you should be in it. That guy, you gave away my spot. Gave away my spot, right? If you got tickets to a game or something, and somebody's sending your spot to you, it's written. That's my seat. And you do the same thing with the enemy. He's trying to sit in your joy and sit in your peace. And you go, no, no, God gave you a ticket for that. That's me, Steve. That's Steve, me. You're supposed to sit there. I don't want to be my spot. No, it's not to take your joy. You can't sit there. That's me, chair. Well, I just think you're all messed up. You can't sit there. You don't have a spot there. And my chair, my joy, my peace, what God is telling me, my word. You can't let me sit in your chair. So many people sit in your seat, and you got to take a seat. And you're like, all your problems, they come to work. And if you want to keep a seat, but you need to go get up and get a snack, what you say about your seat is what? Okay, my mind is one, but you say what? Say, that thing is say. You're not going to make it. Even teaching that in relationships, sometimes we give away the face. If that's Stephen say, your peace is saved for God, so save it for God. Let's get into the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4 says this: if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above,
not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall also appear with, then shall we, ye also appear with him in glory. So, I'm supposed to set my affections on things above. I'm risen with Christ. I'm supposed to speak things above. I'm supposed to speak these things. So, now, if that was the rule of being believed to speak the mistakes, she's supposed to speak me being above me. Men are allowed to speak. Only dudes, guys, others, are only them. Okay, to say something here. Have you ever done something and more than what is done is what you used to do? But what that means is there's been a focus on what we did a long time ago instead of dealing with it. And now you can talk to me. Listen. Things have to be let go of in order to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good. You have to take a guess at those points. You take a guess at those strengths. There's more than you can't learn yesterday's stuff today and be this young man, dear word, my name is familiar to you when we smell so bad. She couldn't say, hold it.
Oh, dear.
A lot of times, what we want, what we need to do in intervention is look at things. How many times did you know that they should have fixed that by now? And then you said it was the same thing that I did. You know what I told you that last time? How many times did it ever happen?
Yeah,
that's what happened. You can do it in a right way. But the deal is, what does Jesus say to us when we fall short? He doesn't talk about what you were less than at. He talked about what's greater in you. See, you gotta look at what's greater in you, how you can respond to it. Okay, what's simple? I only have two verses for this whole sermon, but we'll go simple with that. When you're a kid and you're going to a cave, what do you get? Y'all got me? Good. So, I don't even know what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is possible. You can get your affection and fall in love with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Affection. Please make sure. Still the one that's being accused. Why is the one that said, what's up with me? What are my thoughts? Why can't I live beyond it? I love you people. Stick closer together and hold hands and just think about my high affection restored by high expectations. If I don't live expectations that above, my expectations will be too little. And then I'm going to do what my limitations tell me. Which means without hope, you get sick in your heart. But I feel like it's hope that I'm going to get them full for me. Which means if I have hope, my heart can be healed. Hopeless, sick heart. Hopeful, healed heart. It is that is the reason in which it goes and goes. So I believe the mission has become ill when we can only do our lives from the ground level. If we don't do our can, we'll never be able to respect our can. Mm-hmm. So I want to respect what I can do. I can love what I can do in fiction. I have a pension issue. I have some sitting there issues. I do. Right? I have to set my affection on the still. Right? I have to set them. Now, when I set my affection on why I'm going to be in there, then I can sit still and listen. I deal with elementary kids all the time. I use that exact same word. What do you mean? We have the video. I'm going to speak to you 45 minutes of the video. You heard you can't move like 4 years in the video. I'm going to sit you can treat this like a video. You just stop me. Have you ever asked them what do they do the most of? Because if you find what they do the most of, maybe you can come at a point of view that can help them listen to what they need them. Same thing. What is up with them? Where do you actually need them? What is wrong instead of what can be. And if you use the program, you can use the Facebook speech program, you can get books that sit on your shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be shelving to you themselves. Mm-hmm. You may want to move over with the sneeze from messing to wash your hair. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, thy will be done, Lord, as it is in. So where should we be setting our affections on? Heaven, and where we're going, and where we're going, and what we're going to do it. And I'm not telling you to pay attention to what's going on here, but your affection should be toward the things of God. I know people, but I don't look at what, I need to stop looking at what's wrong with them and start looking at what's right with God. Because again, more people in church because they thought what's wrong with people. They didn't say it's God is bad. They said people who didn't know what people think. And that's when spirit just absolutely behave. If I'm not a singer, is it me or the guy who wrote the song? It's me. But people, you can blame God for someone living for him bad. Mm-hmm. It means their affections were set on the person, not the Heavenly Father. You have to set your affections on God. Everybody's like this. Didn't follow that at all. Follow God. That is the person that will never leave you or forsake you. And he won't fail you. But if the night will be done, what are you complaining about? What's it up with? Knowing we are amazing when we know when we know that the enemy doesn't stand a chance of overtaking. I can be to believe that they're his family. Okay, again, I don't want to do the thing where I tell y'all, look at this white napkin, and we do that over and over again because some of y'all start to give me excuses as to why you got it. But I'm going to do that. But I can get you to a point where you say things over and over again. Because y'all are good, smart people. Yeah, I'm trying to trick you. Number completion is what? Seven is the number of completion. And if you believe that you're living in your seven right now, praise God, you should be believing that. You are completed by the work of the cross. Jesus said it is finished. He didn't say it was still going on. He didn't say I might be done. He was done. Now we get to walk through what he has done. Yeah, absolutely correct. If I get you again, you really should just get up and just stand up for the record for her. It's not your first time doing this, okay? The completion is there are areas in your life that don't fit with by you. Your joy may not be 75, your peace may not be 75, but you're getting there. Your love may not be 75. John, sing it. How does it look like Jesus' love? How many of you are not there yet? Mm. Oh, no, okay. I'm the only one that's not 75 yet. Y'all got it. I can't wait to be one of y'all one day. Because there are some of you like, really? That's one of y'all?
You're 52. Come on. How many weeks in a year? 52.
Yeah, here. And a lot of times what people say that they were walking in their faith with Christ, somebody still talks about what they used to be instead of what God turned them into. Hmm. That's just me. I get it. I was an angry person. And I could share it with my dad and he used it. But what if you got some law enforcement people in here? What if you were accused of being a Christian? How many of you have been accused of being a Christian? Everyone ever raised their hand? You can just tell a person right now to get you to hell. Okay? Good. Here's a whole part. And yep, I'm doing it again. What they have to do is to convict you now. Tell me your mind is fucking piece of the believer. Because they go to the list and go, this is the believer. Because they go to the music. I want there to be some evidence in all of our lives of what Christ is doing. You can't be. If I can bridle everything, I'm running my ways, miles in the morning, and praying and all the things, but if my tongue cannot be tamed, killed and destroyed all the other parts of the word for it. Right? And then again, it's about mental well-being. What is my effort? What is going on with me? So foundation, no Christian living is based on biblical truth that we know Jesus was raised from the dead, and the same spirit that raised him from the dead dwells in your body. You don't have to keep your head down. You can say, hey, Spirit of God is in me, as well as me to reach me from the word of grace on the third day. Help me pick one again. Help me be better. Help me look up. I've been looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at our problems. So our identity is in Christ, and nothing wrong with disappointment or anger in our mind. We are raised from Christ after the resurrection. Jesus lived in supernatural power with the ability to do impossible things. So should we. Mm-hmm. So should we. Let our day and the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, forward to heaven. We should look forward to that. Recognize that the discipleship of the human being, where we are born and where we are going, we look forward to the difficult chapters we face in this world. I think about it too, that the place of where we are going to be, and then that's where the United States can be in the port of heaven and here. All the things that they need, because they're not looking at the country at the end, and not telling them that they are from. You're from shame. Quit discussing how much of a poverty can direct this world of poverty. That's why they got streets of gold up there. They got gold street light. Like, where are you living for? Neither should you emotionally be living with the things of this world. You got shame. Mentally, you should be living on heaven. You should be living on heaven. They're going to get in a lot of trouble. You know, they're going to go to jail. They're going to do stuff like that. And he goes, you know, you don't want to get in trouble. He goes, I'm going to let you go, man. Just ease me. Mm-hmm. God gets into a wreck, kills somebody. Who built that? First one, he's in it. Now, he didn't commit the wreck, but because he didn't have a wreck. Right? That didn't come back in. And sometimes we get until we know we're completely outside the will of God, but we don't even say anything. And they give it poor God on it. Why'd you let him go? Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to offend them. Well, now they're going to go to hell. How about that? Who's offended? I would rather, I heard this stuff so good. I would rather, I'm going to offend at the end, but I didn't have something. It's the last word. I don't want to leave from anything to get there. I would rather be divided by telling the truth than united by believing. We stick with people whose lives are in error, and we don't want to have to separate from them. Hey, listen, if this is not what I told you the truth, okay. I mean, you're trying to run you off, I'm trying to lift you up. Mm-hmm. But you don't like the way I do. And the fact of it is that when you're one side of the spouse, the other is that they can tell you the absolute truth. You tell them the absolute truth. She can say the exact truth to you. The other one may or may not. They say that women live as twice as long as men who bring up their weight. What's the same name to him? Then they die immediately, right? You wait his life, and he's gone. Okay? One thing that at the hall, when we're talking about weakness and other people, is we'll stand before them for what we say. He says that what we do and what we don't do will stand trial. The good we do and the evil that we do. He will judge it. He will judge it. Now, you can go, but what could you do? What could we have done? So I got to think, what is happening? Jesus, are they simply on me? And if they're on me, I can think of things that couldn't love me and things I couldn't love back instead of what God loved regarding. The believer is to seek the thing above. The word seek marks aspiration, desire, and passion. In order to seek these things, the mind must be set on them. In other words, you can't think about what's wrong and expect to do what's wrong. If I said everything I'm struggling to do, it's right. Love your things, study them, live your life, be in by them. Next time you are converted to God and learn to heavenly things, as you did formerly in reference to those of earth. Earthly things are not all evil. Everyone say amen. But some of them are even things carnal in themselves become harmful if permitted to take the place that should be reserved for the things above. Jesus is our life. If you put something above God, that is wrong. Even if it's a good thing in your eye. Right? I'm going to say I put my faith before God. But you know who has been loving and touching me? So again, faith is the thing that actually gives me access to love and all that. God will do well with that. Listen, Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 through something. 13. What are you doing? Then, I don't drink coffee, so I'm going to get with people here. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, and the good of your Christian. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up, and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall be cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The very fact that you're still here is a mental well-being. See, when quitting sounded like it made sense, it was the fact that the nature of regret was still somewhere. And it's not nearly as easy to deal with as one would think it is when that whole thing is, let's just give up. But, you know, we have to pay that bill of regret. When this thing comes against anyone, their mental will have a hard time regulating a heavy thing. And that's why we need to be thinking about God before the problem comes. Before it ever gets here. Don't try to get all your stuff together. I know you guys have never seen this, but if you're people that have been in street, y'all never seen this. Because you know, your whole life came in the womb pregnant. People get in the fight, and they start trying to take the gym again. If you ain't learned to swing with that dude on, yeah, you're gonna get halfway, and now you just put yourself in a straitjacket to get beat down. And a lot of times we get that way where the enemy gets us, and then we all of a sudden trying to take off what we've been putting up with. The fight, live with it out. Live on top. Live covered in the things of God. So when the attack does come, you already ready for that. And I'm sorry to give y'all such a thuggish mentality with fighting and references, but I don't know how to give a dessert mentality to that. We don't like it. My daughter makes great desserts, but she has rules. got to cool off. No, I want smoke coming out of my mouth. I got to wait till I get it. Like, you ain't having 1 week and you're making me this like you. To make a Coca-Cola cake, which I'm supposed to eat anyway because it's got caffeine in it. But she make you wait. It's got 20 minutes in the middle. Wait 20 minutes. Then 20 minutes before she frosts it. That's 40 minutes. She frosts it. Got 20 minutes before you can cut the frosted cake that should have been cool enough to be frosted to begin with. I've only got one eating friend in the building, and that's Jack, and he's sitting here too. They got rules. They got rules. You know, if you wouldn't wait, it's going to taste better. I don't have to wait. It tastes good now. It tastes good. Anyway, I think one of the things that what God builds us up from is trying to rush into things. And when she's telling me, they that wait upon the Lord are going to renew your strength, you'll appreciate it. What's up with this? Why are we rushing into things? Why are we trying to make things like that? Stop giving the believer direction on how they are already risen above by enduring through who and what they know about God. That's what gets us to the finish line. At the end of this, we win. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stick with God. I'm going to stick with God. I try to stick with people. I'm going to stick with God. Mm-hmm. I'm done before. You watch them with the blood stained, your blood from the side of you in the back, and they smile into one piece of your cake. The endurance grip is strengthened when I'm or thinking higher than the circumstance. I gotta think higher than what's going on. I gotta think about what's going on instead of what's going down. Gotta be able to put my position with God. Through Jesus, we are set up to get up from anything that comes against us. God raising us will outlast the enemy chasing us. God raised us. Let him chase me. You're going to get tired. Because I'm just going to keep moving with God. The only way he can catch up to you if you stop. No, I'm going to keep saying, well, I just don't feel worthy. Join the crowd. Well, not y'all. I mean, these are other persons that can say that to me. Not y'all. Mm-hmm. When you talk about new beginnings of Christ loving you and you loving Christ, you got to let that happen. God, you gotta let that happen. And one of my favorite aunts, she passed away in the early 90s. One of my favorite aunts, she had some of the biggest issues ever. She's one of the funniest human beings I knew. She was really funny, and she's really rude. She was a high predictive drunk.
Man, it's crazy.
Right, to the point where when we were little, we used to go stay with them. She had five kids, and we were going to stay with them. And when she would get drunk, I was the one who had to go get her out of these little joints. At 9 years old, she'd be passed out, and all these men would be trying to touch her, and I'd grab her, and she'd mess all over herself, and I would drag her out of these places. And she was telling me all of that, I love you so much. I said, oh, if you quit loving me so much, I can get you out of these circumstances. You know, and I remember thinking and would look up at these make me even do this, but I remember looking at some of these gross, and I figured they must have been demon possessed, but they were just drunk too. Just looking and trying to get to her. And the only thing was the innocence of a 9-year-old woman. We can't do that to this little boy or in front of this little boy. And I think she knew that as well, to go get her using the innocence. And God is telling you the same thing, to go and rescue you from whatever is attacking you and trying to abuse you. Take the innocence of your salvation and let it walk you out. Let it walk you out. Your salvation is innocent. Your salvation is peaceful. Your salvation, the enemy knows that there's no need. Why would I attack that? That has done nothing to me. You got to look at that innocent part of it and let that walk out. And if we would just never forget it, never forget it now. Again, she got saved 2 years, and then she died of cancer after that. I mean, she lived a hard, hard, hard life. But that was one of the things that she asked my mom, can we spend the night on the weekends? Because she knew I was going to wander through the little, what we call them, the flats. I mean, I'm sorry for your terms. It was a bad neighborhood. Where we had to go get her out of these places. And she knew I wouldn't be able to sleep without her there. Right? Your salvation ain't going to sleep without all of you. You know, Holy Spirit's not going to sleep without all of you there. He's going to come get you out of stuff. And she's going to come walk here. There's no here. And you can't, but I'm walking out under the power of the Lord God. And it's just that restoration phase. She was over. She's one of the meanest human beings. Here, chapter 1:18-20 says this. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. How many of you can put this verse on 2024 and say Jesus and speak up in the name of Jesus? And then we hold into this and freaking something out, and then they say something else like, no. They said, well, Peter and John, judge for yourself whether it is right and God's sake to listen to you rather than God. Let me say it this way. If I'm listening to you, I'm going to listen to what God told me to do. Like, you can judge that if you want to. And it's a bit like the scriptures that you live by. If they are just either judging God, they're judging the Lord. You're judge that. Judge God that. Judge that. And you just got to judge God with you. For we can speaking about what we have seen and heard, we can't help it. We can't help it. We're so addicted to what Jesus has done, what Jesus has delivered. We can't help it. You know, I know you don't want me to say, I know you don't like me to say, but I can't help it. I can't help it. You walk in with a bar full of drunks when I was 9 years old, with no bar there. So I can't help but to speak that. So you're judging me and judging God. That was one of my biggest defenses. One of the things you love that anyone will ever be that. Why don't you use the Bible? Today, a person who's been with us can truthfully say that. Because we'll give you a, oh, well, there it is. And I'm one of those, I like to get even, and that's not godly. So I have to work on it. I have to work on just waiting, Parker. Take the suit off. And God says, what you think of? That's too low for me. He says, that's not, what's up with you? He says, that's not my fault. I said, God, you know. Just this one time. He says, you don't humble one time. You don't humble one time. He says, your whole life is supposed to be to me. I'm going to take you in pieces. I've died for all of you. Not just the parts that feel good that day. And I'm glad. I love self-control people. I love peaceful people. Because it's something I'm not. So I like that reading. You got to be with the people that makes you better. One day I'll get there. And then Pastor Donnie, he believes it over me. Here the enemy knows that if he can get them to believe the threat, they're greater than their walk with God, it will rob them of their peaceful mind. Your walk with God is greater than what's trying to threaten you to quit. Greater. If circumstance allowed to loot, hey, wait, rob, steal. Right? If you allow these things to loot your mind, we will have a decline in our mental health. And loot is what makes people mentally sick because they see no hope for the future. So casting down evil imagination raises our mind to believe in God and God's justification. Speak and think the truth in God's word, because it is better to be divided in your truth, as you heard before, than you need it with the world and error. Again, if you're not noticing, a lot of mainstream second fingers are bound to demonic worship. And because the church is running around, well, we don't judge. They're trying to get your kids to go to hell. Oh, we don't judge. Start judging.
Yeah.
Start judging. Start taking authority into that. They can literally and become your kids and follow. Right? With the statement, all you know are wrong with it. Fine. It's like the one that didn't happen. All things are wrong. We can't see. Can't see. And so we have to speak up. When you say wrong, you're just judging. They're going to be sure. You know what? They're going to make the wrong symbol. Yeah. I spent the day so much from that. And Emmett reminded everyone how bad I was. And him and your Uncle Ray came up to one of my youth services listening to Tupac. I forgot about it till yesterday. The day came to the car, I didn't think, what happened to me? You and me, we're failing. And he just let me see the feed. They gave me their hand. Look, it's a silhouette. Ah, it became too fast. Tell me all okay. As your hands are bowed and your eyes are closed, Father, we pray and pray for you soon. And all of us who have that feeling that mental anguish seems to be overwhelming. And I thank you, Lord, for reminding them they got at least one person of love. At least one. Jesus gave me a person that loves me and I can see them. Reject folks toward it, but thank you, Jesus. I don't know where I would be. Had it not been for the hand of God, I don't know where I would be, Lord God. I mean, thank you for what you provided in my life. You lived up with me and you called me for such a time as this, for such a purpose as this, for such the will of God to live through me. I know I'm lovable. I know I got some anger issues. I know I got some sad issues, but I got the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that is raising me up from his reigning fall. I am blessed to be a blessing. So, Lord God, we thank you as you're restoring me, been renewed in the spirit of mind, that we bless you, Lord God, and I realize that I know never what to check when they're saying that they're pointing downward. We know to check where am I going, what am I thinking of. And we've been there worried about we're never going to be able to catch up in our finances. We're never going to be able to have the love and the affection that we need to have. That's what I worry about. I need to look up to the hill and look at hope that comes from the Lord. Look up for Jesus. I know what's with me, and that is you raised up from the dead, and that same spirit dwells in me. I don't have to be dead. There's up and it's up. As your heads are bowed and eyes are closed and you're praying, if you're in here, you're saying, oh, Jesus, I don't know if there's enough evidence in my life to convict me of being saved. I've never accepted it. I won't be right in the front of evidence. I've become guilty of being saved. As heads are bowed, eyes are closed, as you and I are looking, if that's you, just to raise your hand and put it down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Man, we're all going to be locked up for Jesus. We're guilty. We're guilty of being saved. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the pursuit of the joy in all of our kids that are in schools and colleges. We thank you, Lord God, the professors and all doctrine that are going to overtake them and overwhelm them. They're going to know the truth. Truth is going to make them free, Lord God, and no one can take it from them. We thank you, Lord God, for your people, your adults, Lord God, It is built and to stay for Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, I am excited.